Here we are, back again with another episode. Episode 19, Part 1 today in the Of Steam, Steel, and Murder Actual Play podcast. Starting in this episode, we give thanks to those listeners who sent in emails or comments. They are very appreciated. And if you are listening and have not yet contacted us, please send us email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. There are no new iTunes reviews to report either, so if you are on iTunes, we'd appreciate a review on that service as well. But now, on with episode 19, part 1.
I just put my own code in for the dice, and yeah, it's easier rather than trying to call it color. I'll just put my own color in.
Yeah, that's an auspicious start to the evening.
Well, you have a 0, a negative 2, a plus 2, and then a negative 1.
So the dice are just teasing me.
These are not the dice you're looking for.
Mm. You've made that joke 4 times now.
You're free to stop it 5 minutes ago.
All right.
Then I'll get the time machine.
I don't think Abel's showing up. You want to go ahead and start with your shout-outs?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll go ahead and do that. Well, welcome back, listeners out there, to Steam, Steel, and Murder. Recently, I've been asking for emails from anyone listening to the show, and we've gotten some responses. A few of them, anyway. Some of them we don't even know. We did get one from screen name Phantomas, who most of you guys know as Pete from Heroic Cthulhu. And he says, just a quick email to let you know I'm slowly working my way through the episodes, and he's currently up to episode 9. And we're trying Abel again, apparently.
Oh, yeah. One thing I was going to do was I asked if Abel could create a device in-game, so I wanted to run the device by you as well.
Ah, okay. And let's see, I'm gonna run through these emails real quick before we start. We also had one from a person named Peter Falco, who's interested in joining us at some point, and he's played D&D GURPS, Mage, Dark Heresy, and Mutants and Masterminds.
Considering we're rather full up at the moment, Pete.
Yes. Yes, sign-up sheets on the site. Let's see, and Dan Hart sent us one, just saying that he is listening. He's up to the 5th episode right now, and is slowly making his way through them as he has an hour commute to work and is enjoying listening to them. And he found us on the Gutter Skypes podcast, which I have posted some on their boards. I've also posted some at RPPR. I like listening to both of those guys as well, so... at any rate, appreciate the emails, and glad that we actually have some listeners out there. And who do we have tonight? Okay, looks like tonight we're going to have Nick, Jameis, Marcus, and John. No Abel as of yet.
Say hello, Abel.
Yeah, I counted to 4 before, but I guess you just missed.
Welcome back, Abel.
Hey.
All right, John mentioned that you and him were discussing something that you wanted to make in game. That you wanted to run by me.
Yeah, the idea was there's something I was going to commission Drina to build, which was a device which we could attach to a standard phone to randomize the number which the operator gets from us. Simply in. It means that we won't be able to be listened into by Constantine. Well, that was the theory anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It may not work like that, but if nothing else, it means we won't be able to laugh maniacally down the phone lines at us.
May I just say, great minds think alike.
it's definitely something that Drina can produce. She just needs the time to do it. We're picking up today's game essentially right from where we left off last. And the recap on that is you had just been introduced to Bob Starling, who has found his way into below Airbauer Motors, the secret tunnel system.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's where we were. I didn't remember what happened.
A very badly burned and injured Bob Starling.
Said I'd had time before and to go through the telegrams and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and let's not forget also that Stacey Owens is there, who was the secretary that you met last at Tesla's office.
Yes.
Okay, and now if I remember right, some of you weren't in the garage.
That was Abel. Me.
If you're talking, Abel, I can barely hear you.
I remember this was me who was not in the garage because I was considered the least important person who had great alertness.
Right, so you're outside watching what's
He's
going
lurking.
On. Mm-hmm.
How's this?
Oh. Yeah, that's much better.
Okay.
And he just passed out, correct?
As you guys, yeah, he's... when you find him and he's introduced himself, he has, he seems to have, fainted. And that's where we left off last game.
If only we had a doctor.
If only.
I guess we need to take him to some medical care that isn't a hospital.
Well, we could try first aid to check his immediate, to sort of get an initial assessment and fixing of his wounds.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to turn to the secretary and ask, could you arrange for a private medical treatment, something which others are not going to find out about? We do not want him to die in transit.
I think the first order of business is, does anyone know a doctor or any doctoring skills? First aid?
I have some first aid ability.
Ms. Drina, can you show him to the first aid kit you keep around here?
Yeah, of course. It's a garage. There's, you know, basic kit with some first aid cream, bandages, etc.
Yeah, he's got a broken arm. I'm not sure that just a cream's going to help you.
Oh, it's going to have things like smelling salts and cocaine as well.
It's a plus two. I think it goes off scholarship, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's a huge amount of pluses. Like 8.
Sure. With Drina's first aid kit, you've got some smelling salts in there. Give him the once over. You think that he's in mild shock just from the damage he's taken. None of it looks life-threatening, but he's probably in a great deal of pain. But you are able to rouse him.
Sure.
Okay. Well, did we want to rouse him? Did you want to rouse him? I mean...
Yep, you don't have to. With your first aid roll, you're able to... You get the diagnosis that, you know, he's not in immediate threat of dying. Mild case of shock. Great deal of pain. Looks like he's got third-degree burns on some of his exposed skin.
Probably kinder to leave him out.
Is there any reason that we couldn't just let him lie down in the office for an hour before we question him?
Well, because he's in hideous, hideous pain, and that is inhumane to do that. We would hopefully allow him to heal up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So for right now, we don't need to wake him up, so we don't right now.
Right. Well, the only important thing is we don't know if he felt like he was being followed here, and, you know, someone who is insane might just walk into the door with a clown mask on and say, ha-ha, squeak, squeak, and murder us all.
We look at the door.
Right. Did he say that he was being followed before he collapsed?
No, he said the government of Germany has fallen, 3R has taken control, or the chancellor, I think he said the fallen. Anyways, and then he passed out.
Right. If we want to move him to a more secure location that we can attend to his or get someone to attend to his wounds better, then probably we want him to be easier for him if he's unconscious when we move.
Right. So,
do we have somewhere secure we could move him to that has doctoring facilities? Though, I say, looking, giving Stacy a bit of a glance.
Yes, we are looking at her.
Sure. Well, I know of a guy that has a clinic not too far from here that we can probably take him to.
Oh, yes, him. Is his name Dr. McDucker? What is that guy's name?
Baba.
Yeah.
Babar.
Yes, that guy.
The pretentious man. He's the... only doctor that has a 24-hour clinic. other than a hospital, of course. We could take him to a hospital. I could arrange for a private room.
No. Oh, gosh.
Would not your employer have private facilities of his own?
We typically use the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Constantine would know of the hospitals and of doctor associate.
Yeah,
could we at least transport him to power, and then at power we can arrange the treatment to come to him?
Do we want Tesla to be associated with him, is the question. I think that is a bad idea.
We can always put him in the hospital and just simply put him under a false name like Andrew Blake.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to fool Constantine. He's probably hovering above us right now.
What does he have on him?
He's wearing a fairly tattered suit, one that you would normally wear to like a high-end engagement if you're going to a nice restaurant or something. But it's pretty badly tattered. Knees are rent. It looks like he's been... It looks like he's been in a fire. His clothes are scorched. He's burned. Looks like he had to crawl through rubble. The knees are kind of torn out on his clothing.
I mean, does he have any wallet with any ID or anything like that?
Yes, he does. He does not say that he is Bob Starling, however, although it does have his picture in the ID. Yeah. Andrew Stallman is who he apparently claims to be on this ID. And is an import-exporter.
yes, he is. So, to me, the question is, do we want Tesla, to be associated with this any more than it will be?
I think...
I suspect we do not want any of our names to be associated with this.
Yeah.
As much as we can help it.
I do not think that is an option at this point in time.
Look. Unfortunately, Miss Stacy... He's already, because she's here, no doubt he's already associated with this, but...
I can make some calls. I'm sure that Mr. Tesla knows another private doctor or two that we could perhaps coerce out of bed.
Right, but the problem isn't...
It's more of a matter of security to ensure that he is not... harmed afterwards.
Drina, the phone in your garage starts ringing.
Yeah, I
know. Oh, God, not again.
Is the cuckoo clock doing its thing?
If you pick up the receiver, yes.
Okay, I pick up the receiver.
Drina, you've got two bodies slumped in the alley across from your place. They don't look like they're moving, so that's just a warning. I haven't seen anything else, though.
You sure they're not, like, local hobos or anything?
hurt? Do they seem to be local hobos or anything? I'm not sure. From my vantage, it's a little hard to see from up here, but I figured just in case something happening, better give you a call. Okay.
Okay.
Over and out. Bye.
Yeah. Blah to everyone.
All right. So, all right. First, in my opinion, do we want information more out of him than we care about his pain?
Yeah, I think if he ends up dead, he'll resent it. So we should find out what he knows.
There is a phrase involving the skinning of cats and how you can only do it once.
What kind of education did you have? Good googly moogly. That's a horrifying saying. Ah, freaking joke. All right.
You seem quite a callous man, Mr. Marlowe. I thought you would appreciate it more.
No, I don't. Cats are cool. I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't skin cats. All right. So, do we want to question him now, or wake him up and question him and then get him to a doctor and hope he survives, or do we want to get him to a doctor and guard him and try and ensure he survives, or do we want to set a trap for Concentrate King and try to kill him?
Oh, once again, Jameis, with that great role you made on first aid and your training in the military, you're quite certain he's not going to expire from his injuries.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't expecting him to expire from his injuries. I expected him to expire from the injuries Constantine will give him. I'm surprised he survived, but...
Well, this house may be turned into a fortress once before. I do not think it can withstand Constantine.
No. No, I don't think Tesla's tower would withstand Constantine. So... I say we call the other guy, Daniel's name. What's the schmarmy guy's name?
Daniel? Bishop?
Yeah, Bishop. The schmarmy guy. Yeah, Bishop. We call Bishop. We get him in here. We wake up this guy, ask him the questions we want. Then we try to lay a trap for Concentrate and try to kill him. That's what I vote for.
I agree with nearly all of that. I don't think we should bother with the trap for Constantine. I don't see that going to happen anytime soon.
It's something we could do while we wait. It's what another...
We should see what information Mr. Straker, Starling here has. And then move on from that. He may have information about Constantine himself.
That sounds excellent. That sounds equitable.
Stacy starts talking and says, "Who's this Constantine that you guys keep talking about? You act as if he's..."
He's the devil. He is the devil made flesh.
Oh, once again, if you're concerned about Mr. Starling here, I can call in a few favors and we can move him to another location if you'd like.
It won't protect against the devil. He is Satan itself, and he will kill who he wants.
Yes,
when
right.
He
now,
wants.
Would you just like to follow me over to this quiet chair? I can make you a cup of tea.
Look, no, I don't think that anyone here is prepared to kill. The guy almost killed a fourth of the city.
What's Stacy's last name?
Owens.
Miss Owens, you are aware of the bombs that went off today?
I heard something about it in the newspaper, a car bomb, and there was some to do in an apartment building next to that car. Were you all involved?
There were more than that, but that was indeed Constantine.
I brush the powder burns on my face and where my eyebrows were. No, I wasn't involved. So,
this band sounds really dangerous. Then, are you sure? I can probably get us to an armed escort or so, or we could do it quietly. He knows about you guys, yes?
Yes. I don't think an armed escort is going to help.
Several of our cases have encountered him, yes.
Oh, you can never be too young, too thin, or have too many guys with guns around you.
I think that if one of the guys with gun turns out to be Constantine, I think we will regret that statement when he starts causing confusion.
He's already approaching, so at least if what Mr. Bishop says is true, I do not think that is an issue at this point. We should take safety in where we can find it, including numbers and a new location.
I think if we call in people, he's going to hear and he's going to infiltrate and he's going to be closer.
We do not need to be here when they arrive. We call them in, and we leave by another method while they are coming. Decoy? Distraction? Is that the right word?
That would be the right word, but let's
well,
get...
you guys talk Bishop. About it. Let's talk to Starling and see what he has to say first.
Yeah, let's get Bishop in first, also.
I would have thought a lookout would have been still a wise thing to maintain.
Yeah, that's true. Alright, oh well.
Let us at least make Starling comfortable and then we will wake him up.
Right. So we get him on the chair, we get him in the couch in my office, and then I make sure to clear up all the toy soldiers and wooden blocks and craps on there. And we wake him up.
Okay, sure. Use the smelling salts that are in your first aid kit. He comes to. His eyes are a little dilated, probably due to some of the shock that he's going through right now. He seems to be mostly coherent. I'm sorry, ma'am. He looks at Drita. May I have some water? Something hot, perhaps.
Sure. I'll go and make some tea for him.
Starling, is there news you have for us that we must know straight away?
He holds his head up to the side of his head and says, where am I? But is this Air Bauer Motors? Did I make it?
Indeed, you did.
Good, good. He kind of looks around. He kind of looks around at each one of you as if he's trying to get a good look at your faces and kind of mentally checking off a list and says, I've been feeding you information. I hope you've managed to track down some of the leads I've left behind. Have you found the ship?
No.
Have you found Constantine?
No.
We wish.
No, Constantine unfortunately appears to be as good as his reputation says he is. And I have some suspicions where he could be, but he's far, far too dangerous to approach without coming to kill him. And
good, good. You're cautious. That will serve you well. He does seem to be kind of swooning a bit, and he's trying really hard not to move the side of his body that seems to be burned really badly.
Yeah, so
I know a lot of things, and I suspect a bit more, but it's so muddled in here. Do you have any direct questions? Maybe it'll help me focus some.
Do you know where the Nimrod's coming into port? You happen to have a directionality from which we could plan a route of attack?
The Nimrod was a mistake. It was an experiment gone wrong. It's a ghost ship now.
Yes, we got that.
I'm sure there's things to be found on board, but it belongs to no one now. It doesn't make dock. It's just it comes and goes. It fades. It comes back. And as he's saying this, he's kind of he's getting a little woozy. You can see his eyes are getting they're dilating a bit further. He may be concussed.
I'm making sure there's a bowl of sugar placed right next to it, and hoping he takes the hint.
Sure. Yeah, he takes his tea and puts a lot of sugar in it, and it seems to calm his nerves some. He says, there's a company, 3R. Are you familiar with it? Did I leave you enough to find out?
Indeed, you did. At least enough to get started.
They're agents in this area. I'm pretty sure it's a mercenary group. They call themselves the Hold Aces. There's an influential family somewhere, not in Metapole, but around Metapole. The Medici family, Italian. They use them as a base of operations. They provide fuel for the planes.
Do you know how they're contacted by Germany?
I'm sorry? Contact who?
Do you know how they are contacted by the 3R group in Germany?
Oh, when I got these burns, I just found out. Oh, he holds his head. And he says, it's transmissions. They're transmitting in Metapole. Carrier waves on the radios, on the kinetoscopes. Some people can receive them. People like Constantine. They use this machine on us in this facility that I managed to break out of. Constantine and I both were there. We were put there for our own goods after. Well, we both suffered a breakdown during our last missions, and they were keeping us on ice there. And there was this machine. And I got better. My memory got clearer. I was able to keep the dreams from coming back. But Constantine, he got more violent, more manic. He started seeing things. He started hearing things. There at the end, before we broke out, he said he had a new contract, that he had a new master.
Just shocking. All right. How deep are 3R indebted to the French?
I don't know that. They have some connections. The French are backing them with money and some political power, but I don't know if it's with the government or with just select families. 3R has they're cultivating the old blood, the families that used to have a lot of power, but these new ages have been marginalized. But families like yours, he looks at you, Aldrich.
I am aware.
Promising them a return of how it used to be, giving them back power, giving them back lands, making them Faustian deals. So many accepted. He's drained the tea and kind of looks at Trina. Is there more?
Rathke. Do you happen to know where he is?
Rathke.
Thomas Edison.
Ah.
Rathke. Evil guy.
I've known the name. He supplied a lot of the equipment. I don't know where.
Okay, because, yeah, he's on the need-to-go-out list. Constantine, could you give us a physical description of him?
Yes.
Okay, we need to grab that.
He's very good with disguises, though, but there are certain things you can't hide.
Like the evil inside?
Oh, no, he's quite good at holding that.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be the most charming man you've ever met, and the next moment he could be shoving a stiletto through your chin.
Yeah, we've seen his work enough. Okay, is anyone here skilled at drawing?
I can probably do some basic sketches. Wait, yeah. Or is there a drawing skill?
It would fall under scholarship, I believe.
That is more of an art. So that's going to fall.
Perform.
Yeah, it's going to be a perform skill. You could do it as scholarship if you're doing a Grey's Anatomy sort of thing. But to really capture something from a verbal description, it's more a performance.
Well, Miss Airbrower, I think you got a description of the gentleman who bought the bomb equipment. Would you be able to recollect and compare your two notes?
Sure. I mean, I remember I interviewed the guy, the chemist, and at the repair joint. So I guess we sit down and compare notes about him.
Sure. Give me an alertness roll to see how much you remember of that conversation and what your eye for detail was.
So that's a 4.
All right. It's very likely the man's height about right. So is his build. His hair color was different, as was his facial hair and manner of speaking. But the gross similarities are there. Right size, right shape. Age was correct.
And he's had the glass eye? Am I misrecollecting?
Yeah, he either had a missing left eye or he had an injury to his left eye.
Yes, he wears a corrective lens usually. The eye is still there.
And what you know of Constantine, is he a playboy when not on missions? Likes the ladies, likes the drinking, likes to be seen, gambling, anything?
He used to be, but his time at Sylvan Pines changed him. He was a different man leaving than he was coming.
Oh, they changed him for the worse. I'll make sure to recommend it to my friends. All right. Well, that plane goes out the back door. Did you happen to have a lead on Constantine inside the city, or?
No, I lost track of them once we escaped from Sylvan Pines. He found out where I was, the last place I was staying. There was a bomb. I managed to get out just in time.
Yes. Okay, so. Bomb. Da, da, da.
Are there any particular agents within Metapol who we should be aware of? Should be acting towards or against?
He chuckles a little bit and says, there are a lot of agents working within Metapol. This city is rife with spies. You can't throw a brick without hitting one.
Particularly concerned with the 3R.
That would be a cool spy elimination method.
Wait, what, say that again?
Hits. Oh, no, he came up with a cool spy elimination method of throwing bricks and going, "Oi, you!"
3R doesn't act directly in Metapol. They're entirely reliant on the mercenary group here.
And you mentioned a family and Nietzsche or something, wasn't it?
Medici.
Yes, they have property here, not in Metapol. Without the crown has no control over it. One of the islands, maybe further up north.
The one the Italians own? What was that called?
Right, so you mentioned Stormhaven then, too.
Yes, I was about to say that, right. Stormhaven.
And he says, the names come up in some documents I've seen. That might be.
Yeah, the Italians own that, and the Medicis are an ancient Italian family. It will be truly sad to have to fight them. They started the Renaissance, you know. Anyways,
a lot of personal knowledge you have there, Raymond.
Yeah, you know, I've been on a lot of boats. Not much to do but study history, a lot of stakeouts. Anyways, not even. So Stormhaven, we've seen the Nimrod has been in and out of Stormhaven. Oh, did you get my message in the newspaper?
Yes.
Yeah, they cornered Lorenzo and his brother in church. Oh. And yes. A bunch of guys jumped on him and stabbed his brother to death. However, Italians get kind of touchy when you do things in church in the middle of a mass, and the crowd grabbed them and tore them apart.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we should replay that. That was a bad plan.
All right.
By seen by the fact that both of them got away. So, you know.
Can you guys hear me again?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure what happened there. My Skype just stopped. Or whatever.
Skype being evil again.
All right. What was the last thing that you heard? I was saying that Bob was just saying that the transmitters were the big problem, that Constantine is and others like him are getting their orders through the transmitters. Did you guys catch that part?
Yes.
Okay.
While ago.
Are you saying that he can receive these instructions without the aid of apparatus on his end?
Yes. They come to him. He explained it to me once. He said it was like the voice of God in his ear.
Drina, could you create a device to broadcast white noise, junk static, junk information?
Yeah, that's easy. But I can't black out the entire city.
Yeah.
It's like if we're close to him, we could deafen him. Or if we're close to the source of wherever it is his handlers are contacting him, like if we're close to the antenna, then knocking it out is easy.
Right, but
so I'm thinking, and Mr. Starling can come in here, that it would probably give him quite a headache to have all that useless information beamed directly into his head.
Yes, and he might go on a murder spree and just decide to...
Would that
as opposed
be any
to what he's doing now?
Right now, it's directed murder spree. I don't think the cops are going to stop this guy, and I think if he starts just deciding to kill everyone in Metapole to make it stop, is a bad plan.
I think our key point is to try and identify how these transmissions are working, and then we can A, intercept them, and B, generate our own.
Yes, I agree. That is a good plan.
Mr. Starling, I think also at the moment your own safety is one of our primary concerns, so do you have any views on that matter before we are raided, shot, or blown up yet again?
Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to go upstairs for a second. I want to look out and try and find the two slumped bodies there.
Okay. Sure, just an alertness roll.
Okay. Oh, by the way, can I say, if whoever wrote Catch Your Hair is out there, you get a damn fine dice roll on your site. I'm buying your game just because this dice roller is awesome. I've used it on so many different configurations with so many different browsers, and it has never let me down. So kudos. That's a 1 on the alertness roll.
Sure, I mean, it's good enough. Since you made sure that the area around the garage is well lit, even with the thick fog around, you can make out the alley across from Airbauer Motors, and you can just make out two things slumped on the ground. Could be bags of trash, could be two bodies. Hard to tell.
Gotcha. That's interesting.
Mr. Starling, the question we were asking as you fainted on us again, was what happened to the apparatus?
I don't know. I sabotaged it on my way out. I don't know what happened there after I left. It was a few days. I could barely remember who I was. I think I pretended to be a bum during those days. I lived on the streets until my mind came back.
Okay, so...
I remember sabotaging it before I left, though. Is it still there?
No, it's gone. The other apparatus, the prototype...
The car?
Oh, in the warehouse.
Yes.
Oh, you did find that.
No, we didn't.
Well, we did, but then it disappeared, didn't it? Or...
It was gone before we got there.
I thought it was there, which is why we got sick.
Yeah. No, the ill effects were still there. It was still...
Oh, the car was still there. The apparatus itself was gone. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. That apparatus, you bugged out whenever your cover got blown. What happened there?
It should have still been there. Someone got to it.
Right, and you got the warning from the phone, right?
Yes.
And you bugged out. Do you know who got there?
No.
Oh, good.
I'm cut off here. The Crown thinks I've gone rogue. I'm limited with contacts. I've been breaking into places to get the information I found.
Well. Okay, where did you break in to get that? Where did that device come from?
I found some files on it. It was a test device. It was a smaller version of what they used on the Nimrod.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so where did you find it? Who had it?
He kind of looks around and...
Do you want Miss Owens gone, or the German?
Let's simply say that amongst the guilds, there have to be people in place there that are working for 3R.
And?
I don't think any of us are completely shocked at this.
Yes. And did you steal it from one of them inside the city? Can we get his name?
No, I found it in information that there's a warehouse. I got the name through one of my old contacts. I tried to contact him to help me get off the streets to find some way to hole in. But as I was beginning to remember things and how my partner died, this contact had some old information that I'd entrusted to him before I was put away in Sylvan. And this was a lead that I didn't get a chance to track down before I was committed. I don't know where the original documents came from.
Okay. So, but where was the device?
The device was supposed to be behind that wall in the warehouse.
And you found people there? That's regretful.
No, I never went there.
What? Wait.
I tried to leave clues so that someone would unearth the place and maybe bring some stuff, bring some of that to light, but I was never there.
Right, but someone was operating under your name there.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
It was a corporation that I'd set up. I knew there was something in that warehouse. I never had time to unearth it before I was sent away.
But you had the prototype in a warehouse, right? Because it called your number.
He looks very confused here.
I look very confused also.
I think the players are being a bit confused.
Yes, okay. Can I do something with my memory to remember what I...
It's what I remember as well. Yeah.
So. No. You guys have it right, but you've got the wrong person.
Oh, okay. Crap.
It's another one.
He doesn't know what you're talking about, but your memories as players is correct. It didn't call him.
Okay, but it called another person who decided to name himself Bob Starling just to screw with us.
Well, no, because he was assuming Bob Starling's name is what you're right. Kind of probably at this point thinking of. Someone took his identity.
Yes. Okay. That's what I'm... Okay. Son of a... All right. So, I wonder who had the device.
Sonic, concerning the reasons for your presence in Sylvan Pines, would you be willing to tell us what you were investigating prior to that unfortunate event?
I was looking into some technology that 3R had commissioned from people outside the guild. They were going to sell it to the highest bidder. It was supposed to be items that would, if this war ever gone beyond the Cold War and became a full-fledged war, would give who 3R backed an edge. I was commissioned by the Crown to find out where the technology was coming from, where the tests were being held. The last dossier I got told me Metapole, this warehouse. I had just gotten here. I'd assumed the name Bob Starling. The warehouse was already purchased in that name, but I was committed before I was able to do any research there, or I was able to find out what was hidden there.
Could we have copies of any information at some later date connected with that? It may provide additional leads for us to follow up.
Yeah, I don't. I have a place I've been keeping all the records I've found. I didn't want to leave them on me in case something happened. He produces a key.
I'll take the key, but I'm very skeptical of how it lives.
Says,
provide him with a notepad and a pen.
The pneumatic subways, the central station. It's the box of lockers there.
All right.
He's starting to look. His eyes are, you know, he's starting to look.
Do you recognize Miss Owens quickly?
No.
Miss Owens.
Yes.
You said that you came along so that because he would recognize you.
Well, I'm sure he does.
Mrs. Starling?
Well, here, I have some identification.
My knife comes out.
Oh, give an alertness roll.
Yeah, I'm taking my taser out at this point as well.
This is going to be interesting.
That gives me 5.
All right, give me a second. My browser dropped too. I need to open up Catch. Solar. Okay.
I'm surprised we're not tricked out.
Okay, what was your total?
5.
5. Okay, this happens at the same time then. You're drawing your knife just as you get that suspicious glint to your eye, and she's managed to pull out a gun from her purse at the same time. So you've got kind of a face-off going on. You've got your knife out, and she's got a gun pointed at you.
I'm standing in between her and, well, whoever.
No, you're not, because I will stab.
I am.
So if you are
between you two, I mean, so that I've got an extra body between her and Starling.
Oh, her and Starling, okay.
A question, Bert.
Yes.
When you say gun, are you talking gun, or are you talking...
I'm talking about apparently a 6-shot chambered revolver.
Question, does everyone in this city own a gun?
Only the bad guys.
Cut to the underneath of Drina's desk, where there is a pistol in a holster. And I'm making my way to my desk chair.
Okay, Miss Owens, this is most regretful. Can't we talk about this?
Sure, we can talk about this all you want. Starling, get on your feet. We're leaving.
Does he get on his feet?
He doesn't look like he's in any shape to get on his feet.
No, I was just interested if he made motions.
He's actually looks like he's on the verge of passing out again.
Unfortunately, it doesn't look like he's going to respond on his own, miss. I suggest you're not gonna get out of here.
Okay, she says then, well, I guess this makes it easier. Everybody give me alertness rolls.
Damn, we go two.
Ooh, five again.
Oh, okay. Well, she didn't do quite as good this time.
Who is red?
Evil.
Oh.
Yes, red. Yeah, evil.
See, I need to choose a color then.
All right, I've only got two.
I'll choose green, I guess.
Sure.
Okay, green.
She ends up with a three. Nick, you got a five?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll tell you her action is she says her statement and then her gun kind of points to Starling. She looks like she's going to kill Starling.
I'm going to shock her if I can.
Okay.
I'm interposing myself between the gun and Starling.
Yeah. It's an alternate power shock.
Yep.
Wow.
Because I wanted to bring him alive.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your... since you've got to kind of get in and use it as a stabbing weapon, or to get the shock on her, you've got to make contact with her.
All right.
Go ahead and make me a fighting.
And I'm also going to tag my
she's gonna try
weapon it. Knife. That will give me 9 successes.
Ooh. Okay. She's actually no slouch and does manage 6.
Then if I can, I'm going to burn a chip and...
Well, I will tell you, at three, you haven't finished her boxes since the stun works off mental instead of physical.
No problem. I'm going to burn. I will save anyone I can.
Okay.
Because I save so few.
Yes, that's a good one to use.
That gives me 9, 6, 11.
Okay, and that's more than she can take in a consequence, so she goes down.
All right.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, that was most unseemly.
Nice. How does that thing work?
It pretty much pulls electricity from the city, and I keep a non-conducting sheath.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Put the gun back in the holster under the desk.
Well, nonchalantly, no one really sees.
Should we tie her up?
Out. Actually, with that number of successes, she is mildly smoking.
A bit too high.
Is she not dead?
No. It's since it was his choice in the role. I mean, so unless he wanted her dead,
no.
He's not dead. He's just quite out.
Okay.
Now, you guys get to determine in any combat situation what you're going for. If the stakes are death, just make sure you say that. Otherwise, they're just taken out.
Yeah. Oh, when it comes to Constantine, yes, dead.
Yes. So... Do we have duct tape yet in this universe?
Yes, I'm sure we do.
They actually used it for duct work. Imagine that.
Yes. Really? That's shocking.
Actually, duct tape didn't come around for a long time, but I'm sure.
Yeah, I know.
Someone has invented it with all the steam gadgetry we have.
Wait. Duct tape was used for duct work?
Yeah, and actually,
1942 was when it was first invented.
And oddly enough, it's the worst thing you can actually use to seal a duct with. It doesn't work well for that.
It's good for pipes, though. Water, it's good for pipes, though.
Good for making a boat.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Well, she's not a boat, so let's grab some duct tape and just... I don't really care if she has to lose her arms.
I'm frisking her before she gets done up in case she's got anything in the way.
Well, a couple of things you notice is that she is wearing a wig.
And falsies.
Yes, and apparently by the color of her hair exposed beyond the wig, she has colored her eyebrows So she's basically changed the way she looks.
Does she have a recording and transmitting device on her?
No. Other than the gun, you find a few blades on her. And
snag. The
appropriate ID for power, but that's it. You do find actually a phone number on a scrap piece of paper that's kind of stuffed in her purse, though. I'm assuming you're taking the time to do the once over and make sure she's disarmed, etc.
Oh yeah,
the blades were actually difficult to find. One of them was like sewn into the hem of her skirt, and one was in her like the sole of her boot.
I'm not really caring about her, modesty in this particular case. What is it with women in trying to shoot? I don't understand.
All right.
I want to shoot you. If I can figure out why, I'll let you know.
Okay.
While you are paying attention to her, Bob has passed out on the couch again.
Oh, good. He probably thinks he's dead. Maybe he'll say, "Is that you, God?" when he wakes up. So we're gonna duct tape her to a chair.
Okay.
Nice and tight.
Do we want an official witness at this, or do we keep this private?
I'm pretty much gonna dump her in the bay.
No, we turn her over to her quote-unquote employer, who I'm sure will be very interested.
That she failed?
Tesla.
Tesla.
Well, can we question her first, at least?
Yes, but we'll turn her over to Tesla at the point
of time. I am going to say we're going to require a first aid roll to get her back because of the number of successes you got. It's so far past her damage track.
we don't need to attend to her right this second. If she's out, then she's out. We can deal with other things.
Right. Well, I think Starling's going to keep.
Make Starling comfortable and put him somewhere out of the way, away from windows and open doors.
I'm also going to check in. Do we have Bishop's number?
Yeah, he's still wearing the phone that he had last session.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give him a call up and let him know that Starling is a little bit worse for wear, so we're going to try to patch him up before we move him.
Okay. Anything else to report?
Has anyone mentioned to the rest of us the two bodies?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. She may have disposed of someone on our side. Four.
I'll go outside and check on him. I'm fairly good at sneaking. Are you good at sneaking, Mr. Gavin?
I've been known to be quiet.
How about us two, just so I need, in case I need some backup, go out there and see if that is the case. Or if, in case there are French, super weapons lying around. Sound good to you, Mr. Gavin?
One moment.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I'm going to guess I see movement coming out.
No, sorry. Are you going to go check on the bodies then? Sorry.
I'm waiting for Gavin.
Yeah, I was just being distracted by something for a moment.
Yes. Shocking. Just like...
All right. Masiba, if she wakes up, I would not suggest leaving her alone without you around to keep an eye on things.
Yeah, can someone check for, like, a pill in her teeth?
I'm going to say you guys had enough time to thoroughly go, you know, I mean, you've stripped her of whatever you want to and checked everything. Other than the hidden knives, no false teeth. Yeah.
Some of us know what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem like the true believer, kill myself or be captured type.
Well, she apparently was going to because... Anyways, whatever. Let's go and check those two bodies, Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
We skulk out.
And I'm pretty sure I probably see them skulking out.
Yes.
Do you want a stealth roll, Bert?
Sure, yeah, if you're trying to do this kind of, you know, quietly. There's a great deal of fog around. I assume you're wearing the goggles, which makes it easier on...
Wow.
I do not do as well. What's up with that second roll, man?
Without the aid of Drina's special goggles, you don't think anyone could see their hands in front of their faces at this time of night, though. So, you know, even if you got a success,
I got four.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty well hidden.
Oh, I still see you.
Okay, I could roll earlier. They are, in fact, two bodies slouched in the alley. First aid rolls are just scholarship rolls, if you will.
Yeah, a couple of successes.
One.
Okay, both are adequate enough. One has his throat slit. The other one, it looks like his lung was punctured. He's bleeding out, but he's still alive, if barely.
Huh. You want to save him? I'm worse at medicine than you are.
They're both wearing very nondescript kind of clothing. They've got like these... pea coats on, you know, the kind of wool long coats you wear during foggy, you know, people on ships wear them quite a bit. They've got low slung hats to kind of keep their features from being seen too much. No, they don't look French.
Yes, I'm sure F is stamped on the forehead of the Frenchman.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, their skin is a little bit too olive colored for that.
Oh, Italians or Greeks?
Could be Greek, could be Italian. Hard to place exactly. Mediterranean.
Maybe Turkish. Could be. Yeah, like Seamus said, we grab their IDs.
Sure. IDs are interesting. You open it up, and both of you recognize the ID. They're internal security for power. You've seen.
Yeah, I was right.
Yep.
Yeah, we better get them inside and at least try and save this one.
All right, so I grab the face and we tote them inside.
As I see the bodies get dragged in, I call Drina's when I see them get in.
Okay.
And I make sure to do my look around before I call.
Nice. Sure, Gavin, you go to work on the guy. You're pretty sure his lung's punctured. You can keep him from bleeding out, but he's going to need a doctor.
We're going to need hospital at this point. We're starting to rack up a few too many patients here that need immediate attention.
Do we want to go to Barber or do we want to go to the hospital? I say we go to Barber.
Yes, his normal staff will still be there.
Let's see. Barber's not actually around at the moment, so his place shouldn't be too busy and overflowing with bodies. So it should be all right.
Yeah, okay. And
it's at this point the phone rings.
Now, the question is going to be is how we're going to get them there without being too surveilled.
I think we hightail it out and we drive like jerk holes.
Do we take quote unquote Stacy here with us?
Yeah. Well, shoot. It's going to be hard to do what we need to do to her with other people around.
Well, she's simply unconscious. She's less priority than these other two. They're busy. It will simply take her away somewhere quiet.
Okay, yeah, let's pile them all into a car.
Yeah. All right, let's move.
As they have not answered the phone, I start heading over there.
Well, we didn't answer the phone.
I answered the phone.
Oh, okay. What do we have? What are the bodies?
Tell him it's a hobo.
I heard that.
Nothing to worry about. There's probably people listening in on his line.
I'll head over. I'll do one last look and then head over. I hang up and head over.
Sure.
After doing one last look, making sure there's no one. And watching myself as I go downstairs.
Yeah.
Could I have been like really quiet about that? I was seriously trying not to have that overheard.
Yeah. I mean, the phone's like incredibly good at picking things up. If you were stage whispering to Drina, I mean, yeah, it's not.
I would have been in her ear.
Yeah.
And, like, almost sub-vocaling it. I really did not want that
overheard. Sure. It doesn't.
Oh. Can I at least make an alertness roll? I have the hearing bonus.
Sure.
I thought Constantine's got double hearing bonus. Ah.
Yeah. Let's see here. That's a... let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got an 8 again.
Yeah, you hear it. I mean, it's low, but you hear it in the background, so... Unfortunately, you pushed the point, so it got broadcast over the phone.
Okay, no problem. Next time I'll make sure to write.
You hear the pen scratching out the words.
Yes.
What is he writing now?
Yes.
Anyway, can we then cut scene to Barbara's place?
Yes, you're able to manage it. They're opened, and apparently there is one patient there now who's getting his stomach pumped.
And quick question, can we get alertness rolls for being followed?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, that two again.
Whoa!
Two.
Whoa! That time it's only a two, or actually, danger sense would give me a 4.
That gives me a 0.
Alright. Good enough. I assume, Drina, you're driving, and you're especially a modified car.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I got a 4 on my driving roll.
Alright. Bishop, someone you know is there manning the desk as you come in with your body.
And I'm guessing 3 of them. No, only 3? I thought we had 4.
Well, one was dead. We just left him.
One's dead already. One's got a punctured lung and needs immediate attention.
Yep.
The other starting here is less urgent. And then
this
woman here is simply unconscious. We'll take care of her. Don't worry about it.
Not to look evil.
Daniel,
and she says, what, are you double dating now? What's going on?
Don't have time to discuss. He's dying.
Right.
Yeah, I'll go to the desk and talk to them and explain the situation.
Right. She goes ahead and gets a nurse to help your guy who's bleeding out right away. Do you actually bring all 3 in? I just want to make it clear that they're all inside the building versus left in the car, etc.
Yeah.
I think we should.
We bring...
Yeah.
Oh, we bring the dead one? That's what we've actually done.
Well, we don't want it. So. And he's got facilities to take care of. He's got a morgue and stuff there. So.
Yeah.
The nurse on duty will gravely look at you and tell you there's nothing they can do for the one.
Yes. What we may want to do, to quality to the others, probably not here, give Tesla's people a call and get them to lock the place down and 1 or 2 agents to come in that we can talk to.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Properly clear security as well, as opposed to someone in a wig.
Can you give me some private? Can we go to a private room so you can tell me what's happening?
Well, we could have told you blah on the way here.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. We got there in like a minute and a half. So
that's still enough. Do we want to question her or?
Yes.
And do you mind if I may be able to help you with the questioning and very persuasive.
We're not going to, you can't have the car battery. We're not going to use electricity.
No. I don't use car batteries. I just use what
or
God
whatever source
gave
of electricity
me.
You're going to use to shock his
testicles. I'm just
she doesn't have testicles. So
I show my hands and I only use what God gave me.
Daniel, you are not sleeping with her.
No.
Wow, this conversation is going to a weird pace. Mr.
My head. No.
Do you want to just grab her and let them discuss while we interrogate
her?
Yes.
Let's let them discuss.
I'm not going to allow any serious shenanigans. Yeah.
Wait. If you don't want to let serious shenanigans go down, perhaps we can... You don't have to be there. How about that?
No, I would feel bad.
Why would
we can just scare her.
Scaring.
I can scare her. Okay. I've been practicing, don't worry.
Yes, the secretary nods and says, yes, he scares most women.
Yes, he does.
I shake my head. You can't talk.
Look, miss, as much as...
Abigail is her name.
I don't really, while the and body's
I'm
being
sorry
taken
about what happened.
While the body's being taken care of, we need to wait. And she's still tied up with duct tape, right?
Yes, she's still okay. Very well bound. They're used to this sort of thing, though.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, we're not going to. We're not going to start with the scary. We just want to see what her reaction is to being woken up. And then we will go.
Make sure we also tie her to the chair with rope also. I'm guessing they probably have some rope to keep patients.
You don't want to use rope. Rope, if they rope
okay,
flex, it has
they'll have straps to strap
yeah,
her down.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Why don't we just strap her down?
Because she's probably going to start screaming. I mean, I don't want that to happen here. We can do it here.
It's better than nothing else.
But yes, and if
one of you trained gentlemen keep an eye on the lobby to ensure that there is no one else.
I'm going to keep an eye on Starling, by the way.
So what goes going down in the hospital or in Babar's office? There are two nurses on duty. One of them has taken your punctured lung guy in to be treated, and the other one is attending to another patient who she's getting signed out right now. Looks like someone who drank a little bit too much alcohol is getting his stomach pumped.
I suggest we get the agents from power here first before we do anything else.
Yes.
Yes.
You're covered.
And I make sure... I watched very carefully at that guy who's here who drank too much.
Mm-hmm.
I shall go and follow Starling. Not Starling. I'll go follow our suspect, our attempted assassin.
Mm-hmm.
What? Who are you following?
Following the attempted assassin.
The lady, yeah, they put her in a room, and she's still duct-tied, she's still taped up everywhere, so they just lay her on... one of the examination tables. He's still out.
I will be keeping an eye on Starling until power gets here.
I would suggest keeping an eye on Starling till after, even when power gets here.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question. You don't really have a direct phone number to Tesla, so how do you go about...
No, we don't. We don't. But...
We're gonna, we do have a phone number for power. Mm. Airbauer does, but when Abel gets back,
we should have. If we don't have a higher contact in power, I'll contact the freaking police and get a higher contact for power.
Yeah, we could just call Blair and get a higher contact.
Do not call Blair. She'll be asleep and bitch at us. Do not call Blair.
What? Call Blair? I have the mobile phone right here.
No, you don't. All right.
Well, we can go through some more official channels of power until we contact someone high up.
Oh, yeah. I guess say man down.
We have a
something along those lines. Yes.
False representative, mention our name, mention it's important.
I don't think that's wise.
Well, does someone actually call the precinct to see who's available?
Yes, I will.
Okay, the chief of police is actually there. Mr. Fredericks Einhardt is there. He's working late tonight getting some paperwork done. What do you need?
Hello, sir. We're wanting to contact someone over in power higher.
All right. And you want this done quietly?
Quietly but quickly.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I've got just the guy. You kind of hear him rifling through a filing cabinet.
Yeah, we've got some of their agents here we need to talk to them about.
All right. I'll get this phoned in. You need any of the boys in blue down there?
I suspect once we talk to power, we'll have people in power down here.
Good enough. Any bodies I need to know about?
Not yet, no. We'd prefer not to.
Right. Just make sure that I get something that looks like an official report in the morning, okay? However you want to word it. Something in my desk.
This will be coming under power, so it'll come from them.
Very good.
Do I need any bodies I need to know about? No, not yet.
Yes.
Sure. Well, he knows. It's guild matters. When it comes to guild matters, they outrank the police.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he says he will take care of that and have someone down.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, one of the nurses is working on the internal affairs guy from power. Comes back out to you after she's done some work on him and says, well, yeah, he won't be the same, but he'll live. Likely going to lose functionality in that lung a little bit. It's a nasty stab wound. Really sharp knife. What happened? Well, okay, don't tell me what happened. Just fill this chart out, however you want to say it.
The stairs.
I just have to have something.
He fell down the stairs on a knife.
Yeah.
Mr. Babar is out of town, so I assume this is just going to go on his tab. Yes, yes. Just sign right here.
Are we sure we don't want to put this on Power's tab?
Look, who cares?
I'm sure that's where Mr. Babar will send it if that's where it needs to go.
Yes. Yep. We'll be taken care of.
Yes. Okay.
And we're sorry for the inconvenience.
No, we're not.
Oh, only one of these were dead bodies this time. I consider that an improvement.
We're getting better all the time.
And thanks to you, the other person isn't dead.
Yes. Okay.
Do we have any straps we can use on this woman who's duct tape here that she won't be able to escape from?
I'll strap her down. I'll probably have strapped her down with some of them.
Oh, yeah, that lady. She kind of looks a little uncomfortable for a minute and says, should we go out for a late dinner maybe? Lock up behind ourselves?
After you treat Mr. Starling, yes.
If there's anything that we shouldn't be seeing...
You shouldn't see his face.
Don't worry. Everything is fine. It's just you should take a late dinner after you take care of Starling. We need him to be as well as possible. And if you can, mitigate the pain so he can at least hopefully be conscious when some representatives get here.
Sure. I'll go look into that. She's gone for a bit and...
Yeah, I'm watching over Starling like a hawk.
Okay. Well, I mean, she basically tuts at the poor bandages that he's put on to cover up all the burns. and she needs to cut some of them off. She's actually with him for a while, putting fresh bandages on and treating the burns as best as she can. Looks over, since you're the one in the room there, says, he's going to be in a bit of pain. I can give him something for that, but he's going to be a little loopy. How?
I'd rather him suffer.
Okay, well, she leaves a syringe and a bottle near it and says, when you're done with him, have him take 10 cc's of this.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate that.
Just inject him with air and everything will be all right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She goes to get her coat, and Abigail has already got hers. And as they're going out the door, there are four guys walking up to the door. They all have little neck tags down that have that little power emblem on them. They present it at the door.
I'll unstick them there. Oh, yes.
Hi, I'm Phelps. We got a call in from the precinct saying that you've got a situation. One of our guys are down.
If you can just give me your ID to check it out, please.
Yeah, he snaps off the badge that's around his neck, hands it over to you.
I check it out. If need be, I'll call up the Fredericks and get him to describe the guy.
Okay. The ID looks legitimate, but... you know, wouldn't be
so difficult.
Yes, right. Wouldn't be too difficult to copy it. So you call the precinct, and roundabout they get you routed to someone at power that can confirm who this man is.
As long as I believe I've been routed properly.
Right. Well, you know, that's up to what you think. That's hard to determine, but someone does verify the man's, you know, height, weight, name. He asks you some questions to ask him to see if it's correct to his file. He answers them correctly.
All right. What was your?
So
if it is true, then we know that it's being corrupted at a much higher level than we can deal with right this minute. But that'll be information we can use later. Mm-hmm. If we were alive.
One of the questions of the file is: what was the first name of your first dog?
Yes. Anyway, so once we've got that cleared up, I'll bring them in. I'll outline the situation briefly, mm-hmm. and that we were having an important meeting. We were expecting to meet Stacey Owens. We had someone else turn up in the place, and we found two of your guys outside, one of whom is over there indicating the morgue. The other one is over there indicating surgery. He should be pulling through, although he'll be probably on retirement leave for the rest of his life. Oh, up to you. Yes.
One of the guys stays outside and just kind of takes up a position. One of them goes through starts looking around the hospital, finds where the back exit is, and he takes up position there. You do notice that all of the guys are wearing body armor.
Smart moves. I ask him, is there any place I can get that? Or at least a lighter, you know, like maybe a lightweight version that you can hide under clothing.
He kind of brooks at you and he says, join the guild, we've got cookies. Claps his armor.
What kind of cookies?
Well, Italian, Bishop.
I look at him and go, you laugh or we'll cry.
Pop open...
Phelps goes and looks at the agent that's still alive. It's like, yeah, that's Sonny. I know him, not well. He is in internal affairs. I think he was working a case.
Who was Sonny's boss?
Well, everybody in IA reports to Tesla or whoever Tesla's assigned to it.
Can you kick this one that far up the chain?
Yeah, I can do that.
You probably need to.
He goes to the telephone and starts making some calls.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure no one enters Starling's room while I'm out of it.
Right.
I'll check. I'm going to do kind of a bit of a patrolling while he's calling everyone, you know, checking up on the guy in the front, guy on the back, all the rooms and everything, making sure everyone's where they're supposed to be, learning the names and memorizing the faces of the two people who are at the front and back, making sure there's no switch-offs.
Sure. You may have made them before.
The guy at the front door and the guy at the back door both have long arms, a little shorter than like a rifle. They look like they are electrical guns, just longer ranged.
Yeah.
They've got to kind of have them slung down so it's not too apparent that they have arms from anyone passing by.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just make sure I get their faces, their names.
Sure.
So that there's no switch off, even though that's going to be hard, even with the other two wouldn't notice, but...
They both seem very professional. They answer your questions, you know, quickly, curtly, and they don't look at you while you're asking. They're taking very careful attention to the outside.
And I nod and I go, good job. And I go back and hopefully the calling and check on the two guys in the rooms. As in, let me check the rooms, make sure the morgue body is still there.
Okay, so now that we're done being paranoid,
you have to be paranoid.
Is the guy getting more people sent down here?
He's still on the phone while you're talking. Bob is kind of awake. He does seem to be in a great deal of pain, but he seems actually more aware than he was at Drina's. And he's paying for it. He's in a great deal of pain.
Yes. No. We don't want to knock you out yet, Bob, because, you know, you might die. We don't want that. Are you allergic to anything, by the way?
Shellfish.
Okay, good. So, did you recognize Stacy Owens, you know, now thinking back about it, maybe?
Can I get a better look at her?
Yeah.
I wasn't quite my right mind then.
Should we drag her? Can you walk?
No, I can walk. I can walk. Oh.
I help him.
Walking. He leans on you on his good side. His left side is pretty badly burned, but he's able to hobble into the room.
Appreciate you tipping us off to the Nimrod, by the way. That was nice.
Anyways. It was a gamble. I didn't know if you guys could be trusted or not. Heard about some of your other work. You seem to be pretty impartial. I figure if nothing else, you would stir something up. Sorry if I put you in the line of fire.
That's all right.
He goes and takes a good look at her. He pulls her wig off the rest of the way and starts looking around the room and comes back with some cotton balls and some rubbing alcohol, and he starts dabbing at her face and some color starts coming off of her eyebrows, you know, revealing like a blonder hair tone beneath it, as well as looks like she was covered in a makeup that made her skin paler, and she's got a much more over like a bronze tan beneath it. And he starts removing some of that, and he says, "Yes, I do."
Who does she happen to be, and you know, any pertinent life details, like she loves her puppy?
Hardly. She worked for German intelligence for a while, retired. Word was that she was bought out by 3R.
Oh. Was word that she was a true believer, or was she bought?
She's got some of the ties. Remember how I was saying 3R was rounding up a lot of the old bloodlines, a lot of the old aristocracy?
Yeah.
Well, she's got some of that. Her family were landed nobility at one time. I think she drank the Kool-Aid.
Okay.
She was a believer in what they are trying to accomplish. Then he kind of checks himself and says, did accomplish.
Yeah. And the Frasers, what side are they on?
And he kind of looks at you and says, refresh me.
Frasers, there's a spy family in Germany. Apparently, one of their daughters got mixed up in the wrong thing, and Constantine murdered
her. Emily, young Emily.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, she's dead.
Oh yeah, he kind of loses it at that, and he sits down, and said they were a good family. The whole
way
family,
to go, Dr. Freud.
Whole family was in the trade for a while. They worked for the Chancellery. Before them, they worked for the German nobility. They weren't buying the 3R line. I had heard when this movement started that they retired from the business in whole, didn't want to become part of any of what was going on.
So they're probably dead by now. That's regretful.
It's kind of crushed and says, Emily was supposed to be married.
Yeah, her fiancé also.
Now he looks really crushed.
Yeah, Constantine got him.
A bit of him dies in front of you there.
I go to him. It was the fact that he was helping. Who was the other spy?
He got caught with the wrong people.
Spiros. Their sacrifice was not in vain. They did give us some key information.
Yeah, that's not going to bring him back.
Spiros?
No, but it wasn't.
Hold on. He waved his hand. Spiros was in on this?
Yeah.
I put my hand up before he could speak and say, unfortunately, Spiros caught in the middle of the whole situation.
Wait.
And
hold on.
He was.
Somebody give me some paper, pen.
Right. Give him paper.
Pass him a couple of scraps from my journal and pencil. All
right. He starts writing down some names. Says, okay. Who all has died in the last? He counts. 3 weeks.
Gap.
Emily. Who's the chick that we got out? Yeah, we got her out alive, but. Emily Spiros,
her fiance,
the French major,
the French betrayer, the French major who was going to betray, and did betray.
Yeah. We're pretty much batting 500 right now. We got 3 out alive and 3 died.
There's also the car bombings and other bombings that were around town while we were dealing with the big bomb.
Right. Yeah, we don't know who
else.
As
you guys are naming off names and situation, he's made like 2 columns, and some names are going down one column, and then some other names are going down the other. And he says, huh.
Oh, yeah.
He taps the pencil against his mouth for a bit, and he writes like 4 more names. Down on the left-hand side.
Wait, does the balance of power swing at the moment?
No, he seems to be calculating something.
See, you put your pain through work. That's how you deal with it, not with this laughing crap. You bury yourself into your work until your work becomes your life. And then you get over it one day.
And he says, these names, he shows you on the left-hand side, I remember seeing on a document, Scorched Earth, Burnt Earth, it had some fatalistic name to it. It was a...
Final Solution.
No, it was a...
Total Annihilation?
He snaps his fingers and says, that's it. It was a protocol. It was essentially a notice to burn all agents working on a case. I remembered some other names I wrote down here that you guys didn't mention. Hands it over.
Oh, good. Well,
any names we recognize?
Not likely. Give me scholarship rolls, actually. Anyone who's in the who has had some military background can add a +2.
Oh, great. Scholarship was the bottom of my list.
I got a 4.
Okay. Even with the four, some of the names look familiar, like you may have seen them.
That's all right.
Yeah. Just tell me when you're happy with your number and tell me what you got.
Okay.
Six.
Six.
That's what I booked my character for.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I'm just, I'm not saying that.
I booked my character for scholarship.
Wow.
Yeah. Is everybody happy with what they've gotten?
Yes.
I'll live with my one. Right. Someone else will do better.
All
right. I'd have to spend two chips to beat that, so I'm not sure if that's
Yeah, that's what I would have to spend too.
So six or higher, who got that?
Yep.
It's just Gavin.
Okay. All right.
What are those of us who get four?
With a four, I mean you've seen those names on some communique back in the war. You don't remember the association, but some of the names are familiar.
And Gavin learns what?
Something that we don't learn.
Yeah.
And he's not gonna tell us all.
Well, that's up to him. Okay, so four other people. Can you give us the addresses to your safe house so we know if both bombs were targeting you? Because there were a couple of explosions.
The explosion. I don't know how I got out of the building. He gives you an address. It's basically. Down in District 7.
Near where I live.
Mm-hmm. It's a brownstone that's kind of not in good repair. I mean, you pass it often enough. A lot of times, it's kind of like a halfway home, you know, like...
oh, yeah.
Okay. And you do seem to remember catching some headline in the paper the other day about it catching fire. Like, they reported it as just being bad wiring.
Oh, it caught... You were in a fire and not an explosion?
Well, I remember there being an explosion, but there were a lot... I don't know how I got out of the building.
Well, we have to assume you were let go.
I'm going to just check. Would someone like to accompany me to the strongbox? Lockers, he indicated. I think we should secure that while we can.
One, you're very quiet.
From the phone area, Phelps calls back and says, "Hey, this number you gave me?
Yep.
It's a broadcast station. It's a radio place."
You gave him a number?
The number that Stacy had.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't looking to it.
Interesting.
You know where it is?
I can find out. Hold on. I got the...
Can you do so discreetly?
Yeah, this is a call-in line. Apparently, I'm on hold to get through to the radio jockey. Whatever they would call it at this time. The radio personality.
That's a Beethoven's Fifth. I love that tune.
Huh, that would be interesting.
No, go for Box Third Symphony.
Oh, here, hold on a minute. He pushes a button out on the desk, and you guys hear like some swing music coming over across an intercom music on the intercom system, and you hear a couple of like tones, and then you hear BPR Metapol. What can we play for you tonight?
Oh my, that is clever. Do you happen to have any Joel Olstein?
Yeah, he looks through the collections. Got a wax cylinder right here. Which track you want?
Track 9.
What?
Goodbye, Little Bluebird.
There you go. Okay. Connection clicks, and the next song played. You hear the DJ on there. It's like, "Oh, we got a request in from some night owls out in Metapol tonight." And your track starts playing.
Oh, my lord.
That they is are clever. Yeah, why use a number station when you can use something as simple as radio songs?
Miss Airbauer, didn't we get the... oh, yeah, I'm still smoking, by the way. Anyways.
I think there's no smoking here.
What? Why wouldn't there be any smoking in here? I light up my new cigarette with the butt of my old cigarette. That is. Didn't we get a track? Some tracks that from the wax cylinder.
Yeah, that was from a while ago.
Yeah, never could figure out what those were, couldn't we?
That was related to the. That was related to the treatment facility, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, they pre-programmed, you know, certain instructions, and, it can't be that complex. That's interesting. Maybe it can be.
Just as a refresher, when you played back some of those cylinders, there was a tone going on in the background that you were able to find that wasn't really audible. But Drina's research found them on the cylinders, and you never found out what they were.
Oh, yeah, we just did, didn't we? I thought. Well, that is a really appropriate song.
Yes, you can make that leap of logic. I'm just stating what you had found out before.
So, are the tones up on those cylinders, like, are they somehow part of these songs?
The ones that you have were journals, if you remember. And there was some that had some, like, classical music on it. And you were able to isolate that there was another sound wave being played at the same time that you couldn't figure out what its purpose was because you could not audibly hear it.
So
we may have just found the purpose. I think I'm muted. No, I'm not.
No, we're hearing you.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I have a habit of turning it off. Okay. Well, we may have figured out what the purpose of those hidden tracks were.
You guys hear over the intercom, it's Phelps again up front, and says, hey, these agents... they weren't on a case for Tesla. They were on a case for his manservant.
Shocking. Just shocking.
Yeah, I'm not fine. He does a, you hear a click, and then on the other side you hear kind of the still kind of foggy, sleepy tones of Tesla's manservant on the line, and he says, yes, you have... had an interesting evening, I understand. He yawns.
Pretty normal.
Yes.
Did she finally slip up?
Yes, she did.
Yes.
I had some suspicions about her. My master, Tesla, is often... very should forgiving your, about people.
Should your people be hearing this?
Oh, these Agent Phelps has worked for me quite often.
Okay.
I
just
want to
make
there.
Sure that you're fine.
No, what's the worst that can happen?
Tesla often has a...
shot. Again.
Nicholas often has a blind spot where women are concerned, but... I had my suspicions on this one, and I had a few agents put on her to make sure. What has she done? And are the agents all right? I understand one of them's dead.
The other one will live. I don't... One of my partners was better to describe what happened.
Sonny will live. Don't know if we've got the name of the other one.
Would be Robinson. He didn't have a family. I'm good. That's glad to hear that Sonny made it though. We can discuss that later. What did she do? Do you know who she's working for?
Briar, apparently.
Maybe.
It's likely.
It's a little early to jump to suspicions.
Yeah, you hear the surprise in his voice. 3R? She's not working for one of the other guilds? Who are these 3R?
Okay, you may want to...
Not do this here.
Not do this.
We're going to need a meeting. Yes. Over the phone is not safe enough. We're going to need to come up with a reason, and we're going to need... probably the big man involved as well.
Con, if you're listening, I just want to say hello. How's your mother?
Nicholas, really waking him up at this time of night, it doesn't work well. He doesn't function.
It's not time sensitive.
With at least 10 hours of sleep. Lunch tomorrow?
Yes, we should be able to make
that.
We're going to be at lunch, Con, just in case you want to catch us.
Hmm?
All right.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll see you at lunch. Bye. Hang up. Should we go get the papers?
Yes, but I would like someone who has some technical expertise there, as while she was looking for that information, we do not know if they have already been tampered with. And we do not want to set off another device.
So, Airbauer, Mr. Gavin, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
We still have...
a couple people here.
Yeah, no, we still have Miss Stacy, quote-unquote, here.
Yeah, so I want a shot at her. So while Miss Airbauer's gone, perhaps we can question Miss Stacy. Perfectly innocent.
We will take less direct methods first, then we will move on to...
We don't need to discuss what we're going to do. Who's going with Miss Airbauer?
If no one else shall, then I will.
Right.
Let's go. I'm in the car.
I follow her. We're off.
And the knife comes out.
And I say, no, 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 I'm professional. Let me do this the right way.
Meanwhile, Gavin's already got a list of contacts, addresses.
Yeah.
What is Gavin doing?
Well, if these other guys think they've got a way of making a talk, I'll see what they've got to do first.
No, you can critique their technique.
Okay. I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to... Trust me, I'm a professional when it comes to a certain style of questioning.
Okay, you've said this several times.
First of all, someone's going to have to rouse her. I'm going to need a first aid roll.
Well, before we do that, any other things you want to tell us, Mr. Starling, about her?
She was in the business for a while. Like I said, she was supposedly retired. I had my suspicion that she was picked up by 3R simply because of her family's... connections. I don't know a lot about her. She was apparently very good at what they called the she would very the good at getting pot. Information from male targets.
So the honeypot. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
I look at Gavin. anything
from what I've heard.
Anything in particular, Mr. Gavin, you know, like maybe she loves kittens?
Possibly if it'll help.
It probably would. I mean, the more information about we have about her psychological state.
No, since she probably was quite willing to love kittens if it helped her cause.
Oh, that's... I need to go. That's disturbing. And we've been playing for 2 hours. Can we take a break?
Oh, sure. Let's take a break.